rise to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Go ahead and get started here with our fiscal officer report. Mr. Myers, do you have anything for us this evening?
A couple things. First, you have a copy of the January financials, which are also presented in the Finance and Audit Committee meeting today. So you see where the balances are reconciled, and I'll ask for your signature at the end.
Okay.
I'll keep the original for you guys to sign. So I'm presenting those to you. And then we have minutes to approve. You guys would consider motion to approve the six sets of minutes that I have in front of you?
I will go ahead and offer the first motion to approve the meeting minutes. I'm sorry, this will be a resolution approval of the regular trustee meeting minutes. I'd like the motion to approve the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting that was held on November 11th, 2010. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. Next,
there is a resolution approving the special trustee meeting minutes of November 17th. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the meeting minutes for the special trustee meeting held November 17th, 2010.
Second that.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have a third resolution approving the special trustee meeting minutes from November 23rd, 2010. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the special trustee meeting held November 23rd, 2010.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. I will go ahead and offer up this the next motion, which would be to approve the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting that was held on December 2nd, 2010.
Second.
Seconded. Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. There is a fifth resolution approving special trustee meeting minutes. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the meeting minutes for the special trustee meeting held December 15th, 2010.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Lastly, there is another resolution approving special trustee meeting minutes. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the special trustee meeting held December 22nd, 2010.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I do have one other item that's not on the agenda, and this comes from a prior meeting as well as the Fiscal Audit Committee meeting this evening. Mm-hmm. Would have been early January. I presented to you that the Fiscal Audit Committee was asking for the trustees to consider the establishment of a Genoa Township Reserve Balance Account.
Right.
At that time, I outlined to you what we learned from the County Prosecutor and State Auditor's Office. Tonight in our meeting, there was a motion by the committee to ask for you to consider going ahead and establishing this fund with an initial deposit of no more than $250,000 and annual deposits thereafter of 5% of general fund revenues, not to exceed 5% of general fund revenues, and to account the balance of this to be targeted to never to exceed 20% of total annual expenditures for the township. So the general fund account, sub-account of the general fund, it is used strictly to stabilize budgets, cyclical changes in revenue and expenditures, or anything deemed emergency by the trustees.
So the idea would be to move $250,000 this year out of a general fund sub-account into this new reserve account.
From the general fund into the reserve account, which is a sub-account of the general fund.
Right.
For 2011. And then at budget time for 2012, 13, 14, going forward, each year we would review it, decide no more than 5% would go in, and decide, the trustees would decide that time on a deposit for the following year. Right. We would grow the account.
What is the current balance of the general fund?
The general fund? Mm-hmm. 3 million. Sorry, I don't know how that funny.
Now I do.
Even if it's a ballpark, you don't have to be precise.
Over 3 yeah, million.
About $3 million.
Okay. Is there
yeah.
Is there any discussion about
this?
We have
a motion.
We'll have a motion. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we create the an initial deposit into the Genoa Township Reserve balance account. That initial deposit not to exceed $250,000. And I'll show you. We'll make that as a part of the motion that it be $250,000 for the initial deposit.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion?
And again, it's to be used for emergency purposes or what's, what else did you?
The definition would be to stabilize any subdivision of Genoa Township's budget against cyclical changes in revenues and expenditures.
Okay.
God forbid we had 40% decreases in values 5 years from now, we needed $100,000 for something, we could go here to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's deemed emergency to Board of Trustees, if there's, it doesn't matter whether it's fire, it doesn't matter if it's police, maintenance, but anything in this township that would be deemed an emergency, that's what this money's for.
Can it be used for capital purchases?
Used for anything we deem it to be an emergency.
Okay.
But it would take the action of the trustees.
Absolutely.
To make the appropriation out of that. And from what I understand, the appropriation would be made from the reserve account into a fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then allocated or spent out of that fund. So this wouldn't be a fund where money would actually be spent out of it. Would, I mean,
mm-hmm.
technically, it would be moved to another account.
Okay, so we'll just move it. It's in the, we have the general fund, and therefore we'll set up a separate fund.
Exactly.
Which will be named the Genoa Township
Reserve balance
account.
Yeah,
balance
for general
account. Okay.
For end of year balance purposes, that money would be part of the general fund.
Sure. Okay.
So as we account for that in spreadsheets and reports and so forth, if we had $3 million in the general fund and 250 here, our general fund would be 3.25.
Okay.
It just, I think what it also does, it puts a little bit more of a, it requires us as trustees as well as the administration to really think hard about just spending that money. I mean, it truly is there for more of an emergency or rainy day purpose. And I think we would treat it as any other potential expenditure come budget time. So we would budget X amount of money to go into that fund. Now that may vary depending on how the other expenses go for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But it does force us, I think, to plan to almost a planned savings account.
Uh-huh. Right, right. And to set something aside is always a wise thing to do, and seems like a good amount to do it with.
No, I agree. Great points. Any other comments? If so,
no.
Let's
roll call. Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
And I know, Mr. Myers, you said this last time at our meeting that you had researched this with the auditor and the county prosecutor.
We had conversations and email dialogue with the county prosecutor and as well as John Zacordius' office, who is the group that does our state audit.
Okay.
We're advised on how to set it up,
mm-hmm.
what the deposits can be,
mm-hmm.
so that when it comes time, we're right where we need to be as far as it's concerned.
Okay. Thank you.
My thanks to the good work on that committee.
Thank you.
Is there any other business, any other fiscal
I'm
business
done.
At this time? Thank you very much.
Okay.
We'll move on to public comment. Do we have anyone in the public that wishes to speak to you? Okay. Hearing no public comment, let's move right along into new business. We will start with police. Is there a report? Is there a report for the police department?
No.
Police?
I will handle all the reports to the department.
Great.
I missed my cue. Also, there's a public hearing going on over in the township hall, so we're short on microphones. We're splitting up the equipment tonight. So if you can bear with us, I want to share your mic. Okay, first off,
under police, I'm sorry, fire department, we'll move to fire department, discuss the need for a supplemental appropriation. Chief Honeycutt would like to ask the board to consider a moving around of some funds within his account to cover for the new hires, some additional money that the chief failed to budget for psychological examinations this year. So by moving this $6,000 into that fund, it'll help fund the testing needed to hire these new hire firefighters.
Okay. I'll move to retroactively authorize the fiscal officer to process the following supplemental appropriation. To fund 2192-220-319-0000 from fund 2192-220-930-0000 in the amount of $6,000, and the reason for other professional and technical services, which, as the chief, as you just explained, for psychological testing for new hires.
I will second that. Is there any discussion? I take it this is for all nine of the new proposed hires.
Okay. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just to mention, Mr. Matthews is working on an investigation of generators at the township. If you recall, our generator out back of this office is blown a head gasket. And we've recently attended the Ohio Township Association, where we met up with vendors of state purchasing, and one of those vendors is here this evening, Generator Systems. He's carries the contract under state purchasing. Mr. Brian Kennedy's with us this evening, and we are discussing, Mr. Matthews is discussing with Mr. Matthews the sizes of generator needed for this facility and discussing other facilities also. So look for a recommendation coming up. I hate to keep you in suspense, but it's a technical area of expertise, so it's requiring more research than what we initially anticipated. So hopefully with Mr. Kennedy's assistance, we may be able to recommend a generator off state purchasing, and hopefully one that's fueled by natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So that'll take care of Bob's report this evening.
Bob, I'm sorry.
In the event that we were losing power, do we have a backup system operating now? I mean, in the interim or not?
For this building, we would have to ask that a small generator be brought over for just probably the lights.
Yeah.
In the event of an emergency, I'd probably, in a cold weather situation, move this office over to fire department in the conference room.
Okay.
Great, so thanks. So the concept then would be to move the existing generator over the maintenance department to this facility and to replace that generator with a natural gas line.
We're looking at different options right now, what will fuel this or energize this building and also Bob's building down there, because he's not at anywhere near capacity under his generator. So he's not able to run his building what he has presently. So all the generators down at maintenance and fire and police are being reviewed right now.
Okay.
And we're looking for recommendations from specialists. And ours is broken.
Mr. Kennedy, do you have any comments or anything?
My basic purpose for being here tonight is to introduce myself to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you could introduce, state your name and your address.
My name is Brian Kennedy. I'm a township resident. I live at 5742 Colleton Drive in Highland Lakes Estates. My basic purpose for being here tonight is just to introduce myself to all of you, since I met Mr. Wise at the township show last week and found out about this rather immediate need you have. As he said, we were here Friday. I was here with an electrician, and just from a preliminary walkthrough of the service, police, and fire building complex in this building, the situation over there, electrically speaking, is a little complex. Each generator there is somewhat undersized. Well, let me back up. The fire department generator is very much undersized for the potential load that's in that building. The other two are slightly oversized. None of those individually, if you brought it here, would really
work, with the exception of one of them. But at any rate, we're putting together some recommendations based on what we saw over there and what we saw here. And I have some preliminary thoughts on paper, but it's going to take a little bit more homework.
Okay. Oh, great. Good. I'm glad we're moving on it quickly with the weather we've had.
Well, and it's reassuring that we have someone local as well, a resident. Thank you.
Great. Next up on the agenda is a bid for the ADA work that was recently bid out through the Delaware County Board of Commissioners. The bids have been reviewed by the county, legal staff, and they've been in turn reviewed at our facility down here. So a contractor is being recommended this evening. He's the lowest and what we feel the best for this project, substantially lower than the other bidders. So we should be able to complete our project within our bid, what we thought we were going to get for the ADA grants.
Did we have much input? Now, I understand that the county commissioners were the ones that selected the bid. Did we have much input in that process? Were we able to review the bids and offer any guidance to the commissioners?
Yes.
Okay.
The bid opening was made by the county. They formally have to do that. And then they sent them down for our review, just so we know, just so it's our, we're the property owner of this, and so they wanted to have our approval before, and it's going to be coming in a form of a resolution if you approve it this evening.
Okay.
But Joe Clace, Bob Matthews, and Ron and I have looked at these bids. They seem to be in line with what our estimates were. So we'd like to recommend this evening the contractor of 2K General for your consideration.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion.
Okay. I'll move to recommend Delaware County Board of Commissioners award the bid for Genoa Township's 2011 accessibility projects to 2K General Company, who submitted a qualified bid package to the Delaware County Board of Commissioners Economic Development Office on January 28, 2011, as the lowest and best qualified bid, outlining work to be completed at McNamara Park, Hillmar Park, Freeman Park, and Center Green Park at a total estimated cost of $108,676 to be paid through the Community Development Block Grant awarded by the commissioners on October 4, 2010.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
I'm just very pleased we were able to receive this grant, thanks to all the staff work that went into this. And it's a rubberized playground surface for Center Green, and then Fishing Pier, and ADA parking at Hillmar Park. Freeman Park has ADA parking and accessible picnic table, and then McNamara, ADA parking and crosswalk. Great.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Lastly, under my agenda this evening, it's a request from a private condominium association in the township. It's a small condo association at the Woods at Medallion. They've requested some consideration and thought being given to utilization of the township's brine system on private roadways within the township. That's all they want. They're not, they would not be in favor of any snow plowing. They hire their own snow plow contractor to handle that. So in the past, township many years ago had contracted with some private roadways at in Highland Lakes. Hasn't been done since this point. If one thing to consider on this request, that you may open yourself up to other requests on private roadways, because the brining systems, you know, we do have to cover our 88 miles of roadways before a storm hits. So adding a lot of other private roadways will take time and materials away from the township, but they would reimburse us for that time and materials.
They're reimbursing us, though.
Yes.
So this is, I know this particular area, it's a very small area, and as a matter of fact, it says 2,000 linear feet.
That's important. So you're telling me that they would reimburse us for the brining?
Yes.
Okay. Because I don't see that on this letter.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I'm not asking that. This is a new request to the board. If you want to study it a little bit more, ride the road over and down and see what would be involved, that's fine too. I hate to put in a position to vote on an issue this evening.
Well, I mean, for me, it's an issue of consistency because, if we've got other condominium communities, I would obviously want to have the same service performed. Now, if they're going to reimburse us, I would be fine with that, I think. But, I don't see that proposed anywhere, and I would want to have that arrangement set up in advance, I think, before acting on it.
Okay.
Do any of the trustees have any other comments?
What's the mileage on our private roads?
I don't have that figure. I know that there's quite a few roads over in Lake of the Woods, but I'm sure if we approve this, they may be calling us and other condo associations in the township, like Woodford Lakes condos.
Paul, have we done any, and I hate to get bureaucratic on this, but do we have any kind of an opinion from the prosecutor relative to our, they mentioned in the letter we would hold the township harmless from any liability resulting from this process. It's one thing for them to say it. It's another thing for, someone else to do it. Do we have any kind of a legal opinion as to what we can and can't do relative to private?
Nothing recent.
Okay.
I don't know in the recent years if any changes in law have taken place.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, for the record, I would like to find a way that we can accommodate situations like this, but we, as Chairman Rick, Chairman Profania said, we are opening ourselves up for other situations,
sure. Yeah.
And so we just have to be consistent, I think, and
have roads,
a policy in place.
Some of the roads are private, so mm-hmm. You may get in a, what if one of our trucks hits a vehicle parked on their
exactly.
Streets?
Takes down a mailbox,
takes down
trees, whatever.
Because this is a brine request. Cause, there may be a request in the near future that they want us to plow their streets.
Yeah.
So it could.
Well, and I know we have had some. We've had the prosecutor weigh in on that on the plowing. I do think too. We need. I would favor this request because
mm-hmm.
because I think that these people pay. Pay road taxes too, and they're reimbursing us. And I would like to. The brine has been great for
mm-hmm.
reducing the need to salt, hasn't it? I mean, it's
it
been a very positive.
Salt.
Yeah, so that's been very positive. But I definitely think if we would let one group do it, then others. We would want to be fair, I would think, and allow others to do so. But it sounds as though we should get an opinion from
okay.
the prosecutor's office.
Would you like to offer a conditional motion, I guess, if it's contingent upon reimbursement, or you just
probably
want to
find out the legality first
okay.
Through the prosecutor's office before you make a motion?
I'm just trying to understand the schedule. Our next meeting won't be until March 10th.
I know,
10th.
That's the
so
problem, that it's not until March 10th, but hopefully it's going to be 60 on Friday. I don't know, but no, I'm not going to predict the weather, so
yeah.
That's the only thing. They want to know as soon as possible, but I think it's Joe who wants to know as soon as possible. Okay. I'm sure they do, too. Let's see.
I don't like rushing into things, but I would be okay since they have actually come forward and made the request. Approving the request, this specific request, with the understanding, however, that we would be only make it conditional upon
contingent upon reimbursement
for brine costs.
Yeah, reimbursement and
with an understanding that we would be held harmless from any liability resulting from the process, as I outlined in the letter.
Reimbursement and approval by the prosecutor's office.
That would be fine.
Well, do we have any, is there any rational, logical way of determining costs? We're talking, per mile, per foot, per linear foot.
What I would do is factor in a linear cost for the amount of put down and add in the labor cost for the driver for that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
If they're using the drive to develop.
Because the other issue, and once again, I'm not an attorney, is if we are charging them, that may impact on our liability. We may actually become more liable. I don't know.
Well, that's what
that's
I think.
That's why
the
we
prosecutor,
need
to
prosecute attorney
yeah,
to
yeah, to weigh
address
in
it.
Too.
So that might be another question. We
yeah.
Might
yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I would be fine. Yeah, provided that we
yeah.
that it that passes the smell test by the county prosecutor.
Okay.
You want to offer a motion?
Sure. I'll offer the motion that.
I'm sorry. Public comment.
Oh, public comment.
Mr. Clark. Kevin Clark.
Did you ask the drivers if they think this is okay? I don't know. I've been in some of the condos where I wouldn't want to be backing up a dump truck. In other words, it's like a dead end. I don't know what this condo is. You come to the end and you've got to back up to get out.
This is a circle.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 I've walked it.
Condos behind me.
Julian Drive and.
Have a lot of them that bad end.
Mm-hmm. Drive.
Well, you're right. If I guess I think of it as a circle, but you could.
Now is this?
They just tumble. Stop.
No, that's a good point. Actually, in looking at the map. There are two dead
are these
ends.
The condos that are off Medallion West?
They're
right on the main.
Yes, west.
What Medallion West? Yeah.
Okay. You kind of go through. Yeah, you go around the golf course and
mm-hmm.
then. Yeah, there's a pretty long driveway to get there. But then the condos themselves are very condensed. Yeah, right.
See what we can do to accommodate them. Then.
Trustee Lewis, do you want to offer a motion then at this time?
Okay, I'll move that we approve the Woods at Medallion brine request contingent upon their reimbursement for the costs of the brining. And whatever costs are associated with that, and also the approval by the prosecutor's office, which would stipulate that we are permitted by law to undertake this project.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Great. And you'll let them know, Paul?
Yes, I'll let them know.
Okay, and the prosecutor. Thank you. Okay. Alexis. Yeah. Right.
That's all you have. Okay. We are going to move now into, before we move into executive session, is there any other items to come before the board at this time? You want me to do that?
Yeah. Announcements. No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and skip to announcements then. Our offices, the township offices, will be closed on President's Day, February 21st, 2011. It's a week from today. The annual TIF meeting will be held on February 28th, 2011 at 9 a.m. I believe that will be here at the Township Hall. The next regular trustee meeting will be on March 10th, 2011 at 7 p.m. And are there any other comments, questions, concerns come from the board?
Mr. Carter, just a point of personal privilege, if I could, just a thank you to our police and fire department. We had a situation where a little two-year-old got locked in a car. The keys were in the car. It was a very cold day, and the police and fire came out and took care of the situation. And,
oh, really?
So we appreciate that.
A little two-year-old.
Yeah. Mom, grandma put the, wasn't my wife, but another person that put the baby, yeah, it wasn't my wife, let's clarify that.
You better clarify that.
But had one of the automatic car starters and had put the baby, the youngster in the car seat and hit the automatic start, and it started, but it also locked the doors and we couldn't get anything unlocked.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we appreciate the response.
Oh, my gosh.
At least it was warm and comfortable in the car.
Yeah, the two-year-old thought it was great, but the grandma and the mom was a little concerned. So,
oh, my gosh.
I appreciate that.
Oh, boy. Okay. Without any other comments, I will go ahead and motion that we adjourn to executive session at 7:36 p.m. to consider purchase of property for public purposes. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now in executive session.
Oh, we don't have any chairs. We haven't.
Good evening, everyone. It is now 8:59 p.m., and I will make a motion at this time to come out of executive session and return to regular session.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now back into regular session. It is now 9 p.m. At this time, I would like to go ahead and offer a motion. I would like to move that we approve a blanket purchase order for the retention of consulting services not to exceed the amount of $24,000. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any other business to come before the board at this time?
No, just wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day like you did, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, hearing none, I will enter a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded, okay. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. We are now adjourned. It is 9 p.m. on February 14th.